Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
So, Father, we honor you. So, we love you. So, we bless you. So, we adore you. So, we cherish you. So, we lift your name very high. So, we exalt you and declare of your might. You are Elohim, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Thank you for everything. We give you thanks, the honor, the worship, the praise. You are a faithful God. This morning, we submit our hearts to you. Have your way. We will be careful to give you the uttermost glory in the precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Say a good amen. Clap these hands. Come on. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, Wonders. I welcome you all very much into God's presence. Last Friday was exactly 4 years that W3 started. I want to use opportunity to thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to preach and transmit His Word in this end time unto His people. I want to use opportunity to thank Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM, Mrs. IE, the woman of God, and the team that has worked with me, especially Nana Kweku Ampofo, the man of God. I really appreciate you, sir. For all these 4 years, you have been with us solidly. 9/11/2016 to 9/11/2020. Thank you very much. I will use opportunity to thank God for the lives of my management team, the Flight Alabaster, a team that came as a television crew to work for a television station. 4 years have become my own management team, have managed this ministry in a very wonderful way in terms of media, presentation, broadcasting, and everything. It is led by Andrew Sesuba. There are 4 core men that, you know, came into this building 4 years ago to work with me. And I really want to name them this morning. Andrew Sesu, Samuel Labi, Simon, and Richard. These 4 young men have been a tremendous blessing. Every video content that has ever gone out from this place concerning Kofi Odru and Alabaster came through these 4 gentlemen and, you know, other affiliates that have work with us over the time. And so I want to thank them and thank God for all the people who have also joined in and doing the will of God. It's 4 years and we give God the glory. Let me thank God for the GN group, the GN television group. We really appreciate. I use opportunity this morning to thank my director, Dr. Jose Kwame Despire, and his brother, Dr. Ernesto Forisapo. They have transmitted the W3 service, but when it gets to United Television, we don't call it the W3, we call it Dan Kwansen. And so, but it's the same content that we transmit there. And so I want to use opportunity to thank them and thank my managing director, Dr. Father Dixon, this morning. Good morning to you, sir. My general manager, Mr. Kennedy Asantiose, I appreciate you. 4 years done and still counting by the grace of God, even though it started, the Dan Kwansen started about 1.5 years ago. And we are grateful to God for His love and His mercies. Say amen. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the fullness of God. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We are transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, Accra. We give God the glory for the lives of everybody. We're starting with cruising now until top of the hour. Whoever has joined us, increase the volume. And if you have joined us online, I want to use opportunity to thank God also for the online family. Thank you very much. We love you for all these years, for solid years. You guys have made this whole thing to the glory of God massive. We give God the thanks for your life. This morning will not be any exception. Please share the page, tag everybody, and let us work in Jesus' precious name. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and required them that we did not come to the ceremony, but rather we have come to see the Christ. This morning will not also be an exception. We did not come to the service actually, but actually the reality of our coming is to see Christ. We want to see Christ. 4 years ago, I read this scripture, and 4 years on, we still read it, and we will read it until Jesus comes. Hela for me. One will bear fashion as him so about the sorry. One will bear Philip for Philip beside the Galilee and ancient ever catching and say, "Oh, you're my Lord, no Christ to Jesus in tea." Anyhow, you can say you're going to Jesus. I will go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter. The 34th right up to the 36th verses. The 34th verse rather to the 36th verse. Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch, there are things to escape. Watch, you cannot escape until you pray always and you watch always to escape the things that shall come to pass. Because it begins with kokobo. I wish this generation can understand Edano. Edano, I'm a tumum po free musefidi. Was ever one where tears has in the any so. O pia, and rain, I won't say the debia. When young one didn't if you say young one didn't be a granny. Yana me kasan se miyana yana ubejune se atimuda nengwan wakan wasep. But we dikan ka se, na mwenye wadin diye janiye finiema, eti wakat dano di ato, e dana me tumu mpufri muse fidiye, ufri wa, wababa de kachre muse, mwenye wadin diye janiye finiema diiba. Ebi nebo ushini. Ebi nebo ushini. Nanka, what's it? Wobia, what's it? Ansan, the BBC, we are sick. Now make us such them. Nanka, what's it? What the Wuru Kachiri, we are sick. And the BBB, me at the near me, but to Yano, so full Pidichina, and here we be born. And Yensi, this was what they should have told us. And here we are crippled nations, a crippled economies. Mahunu. Near me be I need you to take your seats and let me begin to work on what we, you know, 36 verse. Watch and pray that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, that every man will stand before the Son of Man. Watch! When he says, and you know, highlight worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Highlight it for me. I'm very serious this morning. Don't waste any time. I have too many things to be dealing with this morning. Worthy! You must be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. All these things that shall come to pass. All these things. There are things that will come to pass. I want to remind the world that alarm is sounding. All these things that shall come to pass. Highlight that for me, please. All these things that shall come to pass. All these things shall come to pass. And all these things shall come to pass. Highlight that also. Shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Can't we highlight that? Thank you. Shall come to pass. All these things shall come to pass. One of those things was Isaiah chapter 4, verse number 1. You know, we need to escape that. The Bible was talking about, the Bible said, and the day will come when seven women will take hold of one man and tell that man, we will buy our own 6 pieces. We will pay our own dowry. Just allow us to put your name, Udru Osei, on us. That is one of the things that is going to come to pass. One of the things that will come to pass is Isaiah chapter 5 verse number 20. Isaiah the 5th chapter, the 20th verse. The Bible said the time will come when men will call evil good and good evil. They will call light darkness and darkness light. The Bible said they will call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. That this are some of the things that will come to pass. My generation will see evil and call it good. They see good and they call it evil. They see light and they call it darkness. They see darkness and they call it light. They see bitter, they call it sweet. And when they see sweet, they call it bitter. These are the things that are going to come to pass. It is not a joke. It is a very serious thing that anybody should understand. You know, when I look at, go down verse number 21, let's build it up a little bit. In verse number 21 of Isaiah chapter 5, the Bible is talking about, he said, woe unto, that we are going to have people that are wise in their own sight, prudent in their own eyes. In the next verse, it's amazing. He said, the time will come. And this also, we must be able to escape from. Yeah, yeah. The people that are going to be mighty in strong drink. What else we need to form? Check the intoxicating companies in this country. And set companies in Kwa Ghana. You need grace to escape. When it is a wedding or a party of a preacher, you will find gin, you will find whiskey, you will find brandy, you will find you will find it there. Yet, it's a preacher's party. All these things that shall come to pass. These things that shall come to pass. One of them is Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. But to the wicked, in verse 11, the amazing thing is that you are going to see, you know, the generation where the wicked will rise and it will be ill with him and will receive the rewards of his hands. In the next verse, the Bible is saying, amazingly, that the generation and the time will come where children will be oppressors. Yeah. Children. Last man, a child shot a father to death. Children will be oppressors. Yeah, and women will rule over nations. And here he is talking about Africa and the world community. When presidents come, they don't want to go. They want to die in office. This guy is just a pensioner. We need to retire many people. Yet, he don't want to go. Because they have the heart of women to rule over nations. When women rule over nations, there are misplaced, misappropriated, miscalculated priorities as a nation. I'm telling you, you know, when he was talking about, he said, women will rule over the nation. Put the scripture back, please focus and let us work. You know, rule over nations. Yeah. And he said, my people will be caused to err. My people will err. One more money. And here he was not only talking about politics and talking about governance and talking about political stuff, governmental stuff. He is talking about leaders of the church. Leaders of the, like what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 23. In verse number 1, he was saying that the Pharisees, he was addressing a cloud of pulpiteers, you know, pulpiteers, and was talking about some very, you know, astute things. This goes to verse number 2 and possibly see exactly what he said, you know. He said, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. And in verse number 3, he said, all therefore, whatsoever things they will tell you, do it. But as for their character, habits, conduct, as for their demeanor, as for what they do, please don't go near it. Because they can preach, but they cannot hold their own marriages. They can prophesy, but they cannot raise their own children. This is a, so he was saying, you know, Moses, a jasso, and a Pharisee, funny, a telephone, a tear, a tear, one more best movie, a munya, na womunyuma, womusubain, womaniye, munyechi. O preachy, but on your papa. Serious. O preachy, every other two are sorry, mamona. Yes, in our pulpits. These things is what he was talking about. But look at the amazing thing that Jesus said in verse number 13 of Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 13. He said, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. He said, they shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. This generation is like Ghana Airways. This generation is like Ghana Airways. Can I talk to you? Ghana Airways, you know, you will go to the counter and they tell you the flight is full. Call somebody you know from the top, there will be a seat. When you get into the plane, the whole plane is empty. Then they collapse an airline. Collapse an airline like that. A nation like Ghana, we don't have a national airline. What a sad story. Go and see what Rwandans are doing. Check Air Rwanda and compare it to Ghana Airways. Then you realize how visionless we are. And when we talk like this, then they don't want it. Yeah. Girlfriends, side chicks, slay queens, and woman, and an Afro Ghana Airways. And that is the kind of generation of Christian leaders we are breeding up. Yeah, we shut up. The doors are being shut up. When you panic penguadia chila quine, I said ye jina ba badina bangwadia ho and so when you have a drum on your capital. I'm telling you, wo kwa asori afasha wakumem se asori fo no abonsam fo ho. I'm telling sentin makacho uponwa fa bible kufi fa bible and go home. Hey, yes sir, we will share farasi before ni bi. I can at that I can promise you. Aha, farasi for oha. I'm telling you, ebi ya wo mo amemi wo mo na ye atwima, ebi ya sofo wo mo betu hintidia, kunsi ebi. Nanta, asori bi te se alabasa de, enka wo nsusu anwe ne da. Kwa just some thing. Ka farasi for. Yet you will see Pharisee fall. I'm telling you, when I look at that scripture in the 13th verse, these are one of the things that Jesus was talking about. You need strength to escape. They shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. As of man, if for whom, as of for whom, MPs for whom, ministers for whom, you know, lawyers, judges, they shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, and they themselves will never enter. Really? So there are people screaming like I'm doing this morning who will never get the kingdom of heaven. Any brave go be no no. A dream go no no. Me nim adwuma ayet ne chi yam yam. Me nim adwuma me chese obi ya mampani kura sa adwuma ne nyet tene se obi ya sofo. Sofo! Mampani ya se you know or here were my so. Well, you know, does not pick up the phone to call anybody to check up. You know, assume someone to send, but you want to say we're free of whom, but don't, they don't do that. I saw the bank could do fear, suffer a problem. I saw the bank could do fear, suffer a problem. I saw the bank as some first person to call suffer. On friend, the bush in your penny, suffer. No one will suffer or behind and suffer or co are suffer. And then grow for ya, but ya, you know, Baba Pachana, yes, a Baba Beji, you can crack your summer, you tsunami, the Aquia or Banguadi, and I'm seeing when Nisu Pidu. When Nisu a Pidu. Would you mean Nimsika said a cra? Was serious Kakoy engagement? Serious Kakoy engagement? Suffer! The two man, no, they will call suffer straight away. Bills were ye tea and yet forget about it. Would be quite where ye they have money bill and one fresh of. Yeah, or come will be kununyum no. We need be that or be what to abontin no fresh of. Yeah, so for Tia can move. So for a Tia can move. So for Miss Tia can move. As of minimum, you now, still, now you do what them. When no house of the one way, go feed one ambassador, and back a cancer from the Muadia, and my dear, but I can't even name your suit to inch and I can see when your suit was on Sasuich, Abuawa, maybe, you may be a woman to me, Fanko, who feed the power man, what penis is a good room to me, Bango, or say, hey, Mama Rita, one and where, and who be our day, call your watch, you know, and who be here, you know, and then I'll go moon in my hand, the Baba Kuna, because I can't need the Titan tank, right? They shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, but they themselves, the Bible said, will not enter it. Yes, you know, I say, Martina say, and we don't maybe say, the reason why he's telling us that we need strength to escape all these things that are coming to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, they say, there are people who will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Even though they are in church, praying in tongues, giving tithes and offerings, yet they will not enter the kingdom. Assembly is serious. Assembly is serious. So, you know, this gentleman, Pastor Steve, that even on his wedding day was yesterday. Now, for the sake of Jesus and for the sake of the love of the kingdom of God, he has left everything. He left his wife. And I agree, I go saying, BBI, come at him. Don't worry. Sitting in church, not enjoying his wife. Now, we naturally cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. No. That is the brego of Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 22. The Bible said in 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but they that do it, the will of the Father. In verse number 22, the Bible said, many will come in my name to say, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? And didn't we cast out devils in your name? And didn't we do many wonderful works in your name? In verse number 22, the Bible said, and I will profess unto them, I never knew you. So there are many of us preaching. There are many of us on the streets. There are many of us organizing worship meetings who will never enter heaven. Never. There are wives who will not see the kingdom of heaven. Now, when he is talking about, there are things that shall come to pass. Oh, yeah. There are things, because this generation, they see good and they call it evil. Like Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 5. The Bible was talking about something very strange. Proverbs 17 and verse number 15, rather. 15th verse. But look at how, you know, he puts it in verse number 15. He that justifieth the wicked and condemneth the just. We see the wicked and we encourage the wicked. We see the righteous and we, you know, rather condemn the righteous. We encourage people to do wickedly. I'm telling you, Ghana, to me, friend, re professor, re master, re king, re controller, the sultan of re. They say, girl, swabba, four. Like I was saying in your word, the normally a yantam or my yase. Yeah. I say muni masema making girls he be there. I'm telling you, I dating we for. She for do we am sir. Wait here. Yeah. Most of you cannot even introduce your fiancés because Oshak one or said wa she am not done any so no. Would it be high to me and say, you know, why you see me here, winter? Why you see me here, winter? And I want to say, you know, look at the scripture back again. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 15. This generation justified the wicked, and this generation condemned the just. Even they both are abomination. Anybody that justified the wicked and anybody that condemned the just are both abomination unto the Lord. But this generation will do it so. We condemn the just and we encourage the wicked. And that is why we see so many wicked people in places of authority. Wicked people. Then you wicked people are Ankagana. Then you do actually wickedness in a bro pay ye. That this is the kind of things that goes on in my generation. And people, I am going to use the opportunity by the grace of God to, you know, let you understand. Yeah, Matthew chapter 24, verse number 15. He talks about something very profound in the end time mandate. And that profundity was the abomination of desolation. Matthew 24, 15. Abomination of desolation. The Bible said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel, stand thing in the church, in the holy place, on the altar of God. He that is reading, let him understand. Na mungu echiwa dia epomano se abe jina kunkun biaho abe nyami fie biayanka yenti minyeni emebi woho ebrem noa ube unu se echiwa dia a bomb I know about it in a hodo, be a walking kind of man in Tiasia. It was exactly what he was talking about in Daniel chapter 11, verse number 31. You know, he was speaking about the abomination. This was where Daniel prophesied, you know, and the Bible said, and the arm shall stand in the place, and they shall pollute the sanctuary. Yes, they will put here. Mumpulutu sanctuary and Master T shoot to us of mommy. Shooting wives to death. I haven't slept for the past 4 days properly. I can't fatum mentias here. Does somebody that preaches the gospel represent Jesus Christ can hit somebody to the point that even in the murdering process, 7 cartridges of bullets will go into the body of somebody that is rightfully, legally, lawfully your wife. Your wife! Won't you mia? Fan only pako ebusu ya fuhari ya komom. Case closed! Amo manon so amaban mumu fire jaman fuho. E jaman fuho ma! Woni bema wa honu woni bema fufroda. Ghana! And you walk and a brandier by a queer or call quarter and a mammy and Sassy woman. Living with a woman and a mummy and Sassy woman. Now, no, Baba said to them, we would be kunipa. But we will be amazed that Sao Bano will be in church all in life. Men, I'm a catch it all. The level of hypocrisy in my generation is unbelievable, unfathomable. I'm telling you. Nasani power when you to make a money to be or your elder, or your deacon, or your pastor, or your lady pastor. On him, Sani Ukunu, 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 and yen a man will make. Serious! Me see, God will judge everything you are doing under the sun. I'm telling you. A maybe one more woman has cervical cancer, breast cancer, on tears here. A dear be all. They are searching. May cast a match at all. More and more, you can take this person's money, that person's money. Jewesika, Jewesika. When you say, where you move here? And what do you show to him? Say, business here. A business here. Serious. Maybe then I saw a man match mammy. And yeah, when we are my first word, Toddy, a seat car, a Toddy, a talk car, a yammy home. Maybe my yas be yammy home. Yamaka, yam sim say ya. We be on more to meet us with us and someone who can get the assortment to mean ya. Assortment to mean ya, and can you meet in a team who beshazi every muso? Moon to mean ya! I'm telling you that judgment will begin from the house of God. It will begin with the prophets, the general overseers, and go to the apostles, and to the evangelists, to the pastors, to the pulpit, to the altar workers. He will judge us. Because Abraham will shoot to the church is quiet. The reason is because we are struggling with the same thing. I'm telling you, the church is quiet because Papa Penimu, you know, you know, you don't know, you share Radian with Yamana Brabo, but all struggle with Neire. O Buru Neire, or your general overseer, or share with Bado Buru Neire. Therefore, Yintiminka, Abrantia Kuneira to Akime. Sabin and Iswabano. Now they attack Neyami Yanis about a Radidino. Ewurade din no a ebata won so oyɛ sofo no ene hamadwe na ku bi ekuru no problem won na pɛ no ekun yi de we a okodam yi o ma nkun bi a you know okodam for life America won kun nipa o hanya ye se condemn an ane nam he didi me America won kun nipa ye de wo betena electric chair so de ade bi aso oti aso ekun afiri wi aso So I'm asking. So the prophet killed his wife? I mean, like, seriously? And we've been young growth from Woma Cassa, young Cassa, you know, young Abotress, had you with me to be a no intimate to be. I'm going to prove to you intimate to be. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 5, walk in the spirit so that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This flesh wants to do crazy things. Let's read from verse number 14 downwards. Galatians chapter 5, from the 14th verse. Let's come down. We didn't say, Pastor, Papa, and the call. I saw the papa and chile papa womb, yammy some pa womb, or do womb, yammy and what in yammy to me. They said, yeah, they started watching our fasting and prayer at Forest and Bible Cassia. Our 5 days fasting and prayer is beginning tomorrow, you know, at the Achimota Girls Guys, 9 o'clock to 11, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, then you pray. The Bible says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shall love your neighbor. Will be our donor. Wouldn't mean anybody. Come up from, let's go down. In verse number 15, the Bible said, but some more come home. Let me pray for my home. Moisha ye, na man me minimum home. It's in the tree Bible. Mobeki come home, but be careful you don't consume one another. You will bite each other. Yeah, you will. It is normal to bite each other. In marriage, you will bite each other. But take heed that you do not consume one another. Say yeah. 1 minute now. Yeah. A toda, a yirinum huye shi. A toda, a kununum huye shi. A kununum di omuhuitimi ye shi chen yirinum. Ye na ye fra sori aba ya bre. Ye na ye fra sori aba ya bre. Wa ba be ji akunya afa remote. Dede, ye me drink in the fridge mbre mo. Ye na na ekoye. Ye na na ekoye na ye na ya bre. Emema ehutimi ye shi chen ma. Enti o etoda ne hu ye shi tetoda ubeki kambi ya chira. I wouldn't say we don't mean pet. What can we? Tia! Wouldn't you say? I told her, and we are Shimwa Kevyacha. Yeah. It's all now, J string showed Obagin, and Yammy J string. Oh, yes, she. Me see who draws them check here, see BBI drossing. I may drill him one to Musa. I see any moons of your woman, maybe you fear. It's a fine alcohol, yeah? Say, oh, number, yeah, but so can only add your water, say, beer to end the gun and all pie foul. Macho, can of crane, I'm busy, and no, men, I mean, as I do, we crane and rap, me, num, coco, na coco soup. And trust with your winning with it. Little castle, Bema, we are, she came mad, chujutum. The do be beer. He said, you will bite each other. The reason is because of who is she? Nyamekura, a do be in Israel for who is she? There was a generation, the Bible said, no, Hebrews chapter number 3, you know, he was talking about from verse number 8, verse 9, 10, 11, and then by the time he hits verse number 13, yeah, he said, harden not your hearts as unto the day of provocation. In verse number 9, the Bible said, in that part, he said, your fathers tempted God for 40 years. In verse 10, the Bible said, interestingly, wherefore God was grieved with that generation. Put it in another version. In the Greek version, was a sans anti. In the Greek Bible, in this version, he said, so God was angry with those people and said, they are always disloyal and refuse to obey the commands. Put it in another version. Let's work. In this version, he says, so I was angry with them, and I said, their hearts are always turned away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. In another version, in this version, he is saying that I was provoked, or so provoked, that they will never keep their minds on God. They refuse to walk down my road. The last version, and then we move on. In this version, he said, this is why I was angry with that generation. And, I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. But be angry, but do not sin. Maubunfu enye bone. Gubeti mi efu wa faata ade atoko ho no akone na mabonte ne. Obeba na adwono abeda. Wudi hwe, wudi ma ehin samachi ya. Enye tuo ko na obeto. Enye tuo nko na abeto. Obe prasa asi na efra asasi enishi. Emma bi hu ye shi papa. That is why he was talking about 1 Peter chapter 3. The Bible was talking about something very profound, interestingly prophetic in the word of the Lord. Look at how he puts it. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Verse 7, he was talking to husbands. And here he was not only talking to husbands, he was speaking to all masculine figures. He said, dwell with women according to knowledge. You want to live with a woman, you need knowledge. The woman is hot today, cold tomorrow. Next minute, moods are swishing and moods are, swinging. You need knowledge. San woman sotia. You need knowledge. Sweet today, very nasty tomorrow. You need knowledge. Who in your name, dear? Nani say any panatana? Would you be beside you? That's some fun power with the bema. Why you are we from? Yeah, I don't know what they come up and can go see us. Someone Jeremy Freezer, and we're Nimu, Ube Tobia, a mammy, winning palm, you could D and a Brammy Brace, and I know me called Mississi Ryan, and I'm little Imwaya can get no mau. Im Pabuahum, why no manu. A Tadian was shown, it here. I draw a Tadi, dear baby, I acquit the name Hong Kong. Clutch him pins him. Men penhwehwe ni mu enanna ya uto atade ya mame afi na obeyi api emuaye keke na oma wo enfiensie ni won to atade enhye meda na muane ya me ba ya ba wade ya mawo masomu mfrihia na ewo emuaye keke no no. You need knowledge. We anim pia. Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? I'm telling you. Tell me, you are the Abba. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Verse number one. Very interesting. Now, we're here, Sahonwa. 1 Peter chapter 3. And verse number, what is saying? I'm just wanted to just pick up some retreated places, and then we are. 1 Peter, the third chapter, And if you know, you say, you didn't know my brother, pa. Son, I didn't know my son. The Bible said, Mumra Mohuase, and Mamuanka Samukunum. That's who will be in Tia Samoa, ye canon, or pay you noa, or befa, a yidinuma brabo pa, tia ye. This is very interesting, and a yidinuma brabo pa, a summoni ho. So, Covidro preaching, now I'm sacra, obshe, a yiri abrabo pa, a sumbi anyo, and non quabebana sacra. A yidinuma brabo pa. Asemuni ho na yetima gye sankrofono everybody semju na che say yirenum ehia brabo pa yirenum brabo pa. Yeah, if anybody does not obey the word of God and the gospel, the Bible said they may also without the preaching of the word, the yelling of preaching and whooping and all that kind of thing, they may without teaching, Bible study, impartation service. Without that, the Bible said they will be won for Christ by the conversation of the wives. Enkwaya sempatre. E jire numa bra. Tiye! E jire numa bra bo pankwa sakre nipa. E jire numa bra bo pankwa anu odene cha asenka. Tiri. Look at these equipments we are going to dedicate it today to the glory of God. These equipments are equipments that we want to use for Jesus Rally Crusades. Yeah. These equipments are push out, sir. These equipments are, you know, are not for church. We will not bring it into this building. None of our branches are going to have them. We are taking it out on the streets, to the markets, on the parks, to the ghettos, to go and preach. These equipment sitting here run to $30,000. $30,000 will come up to almost 160,000 Ghana cedis. Now, if I take these things and go and preach anywhere, I know that souls will be won for Christ. Make us empty in here. Now, if souls will be won for Christ, the Bible is saying that a yire abrabopa is more powerful than these things. A yire abrabopa. I know what the nature is. Somebody I could do, baby. Maybe I'm not making Kenya. I'm not making Kenya. I'm not making Kenya. A yirin mabrabopa is more powerful than this. The conversation, the character of a wife, the demeanor of a wife, the attitude of a wife, the caliber of the woman you marry, you know, are more powerful than these things. For me to stand anywhere preaching and perspiring or sweating, no, it is subaya a yirin wo. I know what they need anyway. That's a serious statement. That is a very serious statement. I know what they need anyway. Because we'll be a year, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Your dignity is to your husband. I wish I can repeat that. Your dignity is to your husband. Not you are married looking elsewhere, like those videos circulating. Oh, as mercy, my heart is broken. I had it with Jankwa Siasam. Jankwa Siasam. Some fools I want to know. Would Papa Yate tell from fear? I'm telling you, would be a wolf in fear and our dad's for me. Training in righteousness will not be talking nonsense. When you have a husband and your boyfriend has disappointed you, my heart is broken, I'm dying. Ubago na wafu. I'm telling you. No. The Bible talked about that also in First Timothy. Yeah, the Bible talked about that. Yeah, in First Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 3 and from verse number 1. The Bible calls it perilous times. Perilous! The perilosity of the times in which we are living is just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible calls it that. He said, know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, because men will be lovers of themselves. They will be covetous, boasters, proud. They are going to be blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. The Bible said, you know, without natural affection. Truth breakers. When we say truth breakers, covenant breakers, they will come to the altar. I take you to be my lawful wedded husband and wife. 3 weeks, I will marry you again. Truth breakers. Apam say ye for. I want to say ye for. Tia! Tell you. Hey, Miriam Akachi, God will judge you for everything you are doing. Near me, there is judgment waiting for me. And the Lord will not say, oh, he was good. He started very well. So if it messed up, no problem. Let's sort him out. No, I will be on my way to hell. That is why Apostle Paul said, I bring myself under subjection that having preached to others, I myself will not be a cast away. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, you can easily be a cast away. You can be in church. You can do all the things. You can build a church for God. You can be part of Alabaster. You can pay for all these equipments. You can give us more. You can give us a track. You know, use a track to preach for the Lord. But if your works are not found worthy in the sight of God, and if you do not have a relationship with Christ Jesus, our Lord, sir, ma'am, you are on your way to hell. You are on your way to hell. Say a good amen. There are so many banner we may cast some kit to be a tattoo. Now let's go back to this. Truth breakers. Yeah. And then he goes to the fierce, you know, without natural, true incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. The same thing that he said in Proverbs chapter number 17:15. He is repeating it here. Then the same thing that he said, go back, please. Let's focus on that. The same thing that he said in Proverbs chapter number 15 and verse number 17, verse 15, he said it. And then he repeated the Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. He repeated that particular one in this particular scripture. And so when we go back to 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 7, you know, he's saying, those that are despisers of those that are good. People who despise the people is good. You know, I see it in our politics. Nice politician, very good guy, he's working. And then people begin to say all kinds of acrimonious things against him. Yeah, they would despise that which is good. And that is the reason why Africa is not getting quality of leaders to come and serve it. I'm telling you. The reason is because we despise them that are good. The people that are good don't come to office. The people that are good don't come to office. The reason is because they are despised. We have small boy and a senior pro. Now we can't go asem. Edi chire peni mua woye ni nana. Not ne papa. Ni nana no we can't go asem de chire no. You know, and we nikas a chire fo. Obe hwena ne yibo da hu obituary 27 uwe wu. Na we ne te ho. Ako kura ni kokura te ho. Omo se etutu eti dem. Na mranti yi wu omo nti ase. Girls, you know, ectopic pregnancies. Me say fire surgery. Fire surgery. Stroke, you be pray surgery. Anybody on my coronavirus was not a coincidence. When you make pa, the world will tomb. We're tomb. Because God is also a killer. We need my catcher. God is love and kind and sweet and a judge who is coming to judge you. And he is also a killer. God, 1 Samuel, the Bible makes it clear that God is a killer. But you were butuka and what you are reading. I'm telling you, God can do that. God can do that. Would it be Tiawa Yasia? May say, when you be honey, honey. I'm telling you the word of God. He's throwing your men, I'm throwing you up. Chrono, a wood deer, quasiasem, abodamsem. This is what we get in our generation. Youths of this country and of the world, even the world is worse. The youth of this country and of Africa, the youth of this country, a jibra phone and a muni mumbo, chasing people's wives, sleeping, you know, and all kinds of things. Trumu, you know, young boy, where you gay? Gospel musicians that are gays. Gays! He sings beautifully, has a good voice, but he's gay. And they don't see anything wrong with it. Because the preacher is also gay. And sometimes preacher need to see the truth more. Also they see preacher the truth. Yes! Tumu. And they finish and they come and sing about God. That was what Jeremiah chapter 7 was talking about. Jeremiah 3 so. Yeah. Now we can't say me. What's mama ni yenima kwanye yampa? Jeremiah 7 and verse number 3. Let's read that particular place. I've thought about certain things that really amaze me. The Bible said it this way. That saith the Lord, amend your ways. Mama kwanye yi. Repent. Everybody watching us online this morning, repent. Repent. Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back sooner than you think. He is not coming as a Lamb of God, but as a Lion of the tribe of Judah. Repent. Repent. Change your mind. Repent. Repent. Amend your ways. Are you clapping those special hands? Repent. And now my time is up. Give me just 5 minutes. Repent. That's your awakening. Such an awakening. Repent. You're quite sorry, but we have not repented. You're quite sorry. Yeah, you can Bible, but there is no true, genuine repentance. Anyhow, I can't such an anyhow. Who keep a Bible? Or can I'm so unfanya juma? Would you preach in when we and so unfanya juma? We do not have a change of heart. We do not have. Tear! Everything has become like a ceremony, like a religious routine. That is what. And all that. We can even go to prepare. We may be called first Sunday, we call second Sunday, we call third Sunday. Yet, they don't have a change of heart. People, there are people here who came from their boyfriend's house. Yeah. Some have come with their boyfriends. They are all sitting here. And all that kind of thing. They just believe that church is just a ceremony. It's just a feast and all that kind of thing. I have told you, and I'm repeating it this morning. When we are courting and we are in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man. We don't wash for a man. We don't sleep in a man's house. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase men. Let them know that church is not the place to snatch people's wives and people's husbands. Teach them that you can't sleep with girls and stand on this altar. Teach them that God is holy and the pulpit is an epicenter of the holiness of God, and you cannot mess with the holiness of God, because and I want to be for as well. Became Brofun, I want you, and I'll summon you, I want you, I and that is why we don't see the glory of God. Put the scripture back, verse number 3. Amend your ways, your doings, that you may dwell in this place. That means that when people truly amend their ways, they can live long. They can live long. I'm telling you. I have thought about Matthew 7:7. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. The Bible said, for listen to verse 8. Matthew 7:8. Very interesting. For everyone that accept, receive it. Did you see that? So why haven't you received? Why haven't you received? Everyone that accept, receive it. Yebisa ma enti ne bigu atwe abeye tayi 3-4 years ebi atena ho 10 years e brokra ebi akowu ho obi akow se ko bompa ye wuti me wo nti me nyemo anga sa makwan no madwena sai adwena se obi akow se ko eweti wuti me bro with dross Everybody, you know, but my mentor, where you miss a crowd. Same thing that we knew. I knew you in the bedchair. What the money shall be upon us in the money said, because I'm sure my go be our compiler, which will be called Yamoba, my woman, and Sak. You go soon change, I mean, so my young was like, at the other was like, you know, at the end was like, you know, and was like, I call so called you, what mummy and Sak. When Sabakan was like, now call pension. Everyone that accept, receive it. It shocks me that many people don't receive. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask amiss. Because our hands are full of blood. Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 2. Yeah, the Bible said, you know, a goat knows his master. Yeah, and their master's crib. Hear, O Israel, give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Verse 3. If you go to verse number 4, the Bible said, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, and the Bible calls them corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel. They have gone astray, or rebelled, or backslided. In verse number 15, he said, you know, very emphatically clear, 15:1-5, the Bible said, and when you spread your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Verse 16. Yeah. He said, wash you and make you clean. Put away evil doings from my eyes and cease to do evil. Cease. The word cease means stop doing evil. I'm telling our government, this scripture is for you. I'm telling our opposition, this scripture is for you. Whilst we are approaching our election, stop doing evil. This scripture is for this government and this opposition. This scripture. Wash you. Be clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. And stop to do evil. This is for MPP, NDC, PPP, CPP, all the PPs. Goom, this is for you. This is me. Yeah. Today, when we lift up prayer for the nation, I would like us to pray for our children going to write the basic certificate examination. Basic education certificate examination. BEC tomorrow, we will pray for all the children, almost about 500,000 children going to write the exam. We pray the blessing of the Lord for you in the name of Jesus, that the success and the grace of God will be your portion. Ghana is going to the polls on the 7th of December. Ghana decides. Ghana decides. And I'm telling you, this scripture is for Ghana. Wash you and make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. This is for Ghana. This scripture is for the Electoral Commission. Thank you very much. This scripture is for the Electoral Commission and all your 7 commissioners. This is for you. Wash and make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. This scripture is for every husband watching me and every wife watching me. This scripture is for you. Obia, we are fear. I will tell her. Me no work, sir. This scripture is for you. This scripture is for you. Yeah. Everybody that is a side chick, bring a camera. Let me speak to the slave queens. Every woman that calls yourself a side chick and a slave queen, all the adulterous things that you call names, Pierre! This scripture is for you. Shower draws in your bar. Shower draws. Shower draws on the shower draws. And you have your mind brain here. Shower draws. Bobrezia. Now, Christo, you used to marry a net draw. Wouldn't mean far a year to a quarter of a quarter. And my messenger, shower draws. Shower draws. shower drops. Stand to your feet, let's close. Shower drops. Udroso yira yashu shampana se nashe. Jesus is coming to us. Taudroso nashe. Tamudros. This is not the time for promiscuity. This is not the time for decadence. This is not the time for adultery. Shawodros. Shawodros. Fawodros. Unesha. Yes, Uba. Obeba, no, now we need draws. We shall. Tamudros. Unesha. Fawodros. Unesha. Shower draws. Shower draws. Shower draws. Pedros on a share. Tam draws on a share. Shower draws. Fower draws on a share. Shower draws. You may be laughing, but the Lord is speaking to somebody. Fower draws on a share. This may be the prophetic word that the Lord is giving to somebody. It's not a joke, baby. Fower draws on a share. Tam draws on a share. Now, unquansu ante. I will have for Munisha Madros. My Romadros or Mancro for Haman Nenim Guasiakam. Monta Madros, Inja. I saw for Munisha Madros. God is speaking to somebody prophetically. It may sound cosmic, it may sound, you know, hilarious, but the Lord is speaking. I'm talking to somebody. When you're in the party, we am far in Nim Quasiasam, call a Yabomi, Yam Fenis, and no, so what does? Come with us, Nesha. And yes, sir. We would have never been Matthew 25. We would have never not draws on your show. Metaphorically and prophetically, parenthetically, I'm speaking to somebody. Show with us. Now, what are they, John? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this was what he was speaking about. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8. Let's go there and read some few things. You know, build something up by the word of the Lord. Tamudros Nesha. I know your works. Behold, I have set a door before you, and no man can shut it. The Bible said, thou hast little strength. You have kept my word and have not denied my name. It goes further to talk about, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which are Jews, who say they are Jews, but are not, and do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before my feet. The Bible said, and to know that I have loved thee. In verse number 10, he said, but thou hast kept my word of patience. Because thou hast kept my word of patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them. Corona is an hour of temptation. It is to try the entire earth. In verse number 11, he goes further. He said, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take your crown. Somebody can take your crown. These are the words of Christ. In the next verse, we're going further. I want this particular, him that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of our God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down from heaven, from God. And I will write upon him a new name. In this verse, verse 13, he said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. But I will go further and say something in verse number 14. He said, to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness of God, the beginning of God's creation. He goes further and then he said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. The Bible said, I wish you were rather hot or cold. But because, the Bible declares, because you are neither hot nor cold, but you are lukewarm, the Bible says, I will spew you out of my mouth. In verse number 17, because thou sayest that I am rich and increased in goods, and have no, I have need of nothing, but thou doesn't know, this is all I am looking for, that thou doesn't know that thou art wretched, you are miserable, you are poor, you are naked. As if I would also share. I just came to this particular verse. You are wretched. You are miserable. You are poor. You are blind. And you are naked. This was what God, Jesus, was talking about in Matthew chapter 23 when he was saying, blind and foolish guides. Yeah, and if I have you are fools, you are blind. And he goes further and said, let's read from verse number 15. I think, which one is greater? I sanctify. Wow! Unto the scribes and the Pharisees, for they compass the sea and the land and make one prostrate. And the Bible said, and when they have made him, they make him twofold more a child of hell than themselves. In verse number 16, very interestingly, woe unto you, you are blind guys, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, and whosoever shall swear by the gold in the temple, he is a debtor. Now Jesus says, you are a fool, you are blind. Which one is greater? Thou would draw such. Because you are wretched, you are miserable, you are poor, you are blind, you are naked. Revelation, the third chapter. Yeah. Because you are wretched, focus, please. You are wretched and miserable and poor and blind. The sister withdraws because you are naked. The two hands are lifted up. It's a morning of rededication. The wild king such that see, I'm telling you. And you say I call queen, you don't know. I'm telling you, you say I call queen, you don't know. But two hands are lifted up. Close your eyes.
Fama kuma ma huntil ma wo. Meneswa Mami huo Mensa Mano Mekra Mawodi Maki Menzi Niminyu Jiwa Meche Fama Kuma Mimini Peria Chiwai Meche Echa Oba Kra
Can you stretch your hands on the national colors of Ghana? Our flag is on the altar. Our flag, Ghana's flag is on the altar. Father, behold all the hands that have been stretched. In Jesus' name. Can you put your right hand on your chest? I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers, to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana. And this morning, our intercession are for all candidates writing the BCE exams. Prophesy that the grace of God will give every child protection, every child covering, and every child victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, in Jesus' precious name. Can I hear your voice? Mina, we commit all invigilators and commit all, you know, the exam facilitators. We bring them all before the throne of God. Every child, we shall hear no incidents. No incident on any child. The Lord will preserve the children. The Lord will keep them in victory. They will write in victory. In the name of Jesus. Adia su sa sa da da. Rakatani mia roko ko 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 kike zibanaha. Pada ri is kidi gado hush. Hallelujah. Let me use the opportunity to wish all these children success on behalf of this church. We wish all of you success. Focus on what you have studied and focus on your capacity and get yourself out of any malpractices and cheating and all stuff like that. And God will be the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.